Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
We have some breaking news. Donald Trump seems to be backing down from his aggressive occupation of Minneapolis and his aggressive rhetoric towards Tim Walz. He just announced that he got off the phone with Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota and, hey, actually had a pretty good call. Look what happens when you just call people, not only governors, but even other world leaders that Donald Trump first tariffs, then asks questions to later. Just have a call, and oftentimes there will be an off-ramp. But I want to prove throughout this video that Donald Trump's tone has rapidly changed over the past 10 to 20 days, not only regarding Minnesota and Minneapolis, but also regarding Tim Walz himself. So the breaking news is that Trump appears to be seeking an off-ramp amid signs public opinion has soured on the aggressive immigration offense in Minnesota. Also, more legal pushback, pushback from podcasters and other figures in the MAGA world. We just saw a candidate, a Republican candidate for the governor of Minnesota, end his campaign because of ICE. This is a Republican. We also see other Republican governors rebuking Donald Trump as he's trying to throw Kristi Noem under the bus. Just to back up, Ben Dreyfus called this perfectly. He said, in a few weeks, Taco Trump will end this dipshit Minneapolis invasion because it's simply too unpopular, and all the dirty little MAGA whores on this website who've spent days being like, we are staying until the job is done, will instantly pivot over to mission accomplished. Watch how quickly they pivot and they say mission accomplished, even though all they did was murder U.S. citizens, two of them, intimidate the local population, and not do anything of substance. Donald Trump on January 13th, this is very important, 2 weeks ago on January 13th, he made a very escalatory and insane post saying, do the people of Minnesota really want to live in a community where there are thousands of already convicted murderers, drug dealers, rapists, just using apocalyptic rhetoric about the great state of Minnesota? He then says at the bottom, fear not, great people of Minnesota, the day of reckoning and retribution is coming. Well, guess what? 14 days later, Donald Trump is calling Tim Walz. He's all scared and he is backing off with his tail tucked between his legs, which is a good thing, but I am so sick of this game where Donald Trump acts like he is strong and then retreats after 5 to 10 days. He's done this with tariffs. He's done this with everything. But the major point that we want to take away from this is the pushback worked. The pushback absolutely worked. We've had massive protests over the past few weeks. This was just Saturday and Sunday. People were outside in negative degrees. And even despite being, you know, pepper sprayed to the face, even despite Border Patrol agents pointing weapons directly at press as they were preparing to evacuate the agents from the suite, even throughout all of that, people continued to show up, continued to push back. We also have to thank the local police, the local people who, you know, not everyone is perfect. The local police force is absolutely not perfect, but we know that Police Chief Brian O'Hara has been working his ass off to make sure that accountability is brought. So thank you to the National Guard. Thank you to the local police. Thank you to the protesters, not only in Minneapolis, but nationwide. And most of all, thank you to you all. Thank you to the people who have been, you know, pushing through this, making sure the truth is out there, supporting every single day as independent media works to push back against this administration's lies. To continue, I think it's very important to point out that Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, before we get to Trump's post, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz on January 15th said this, I am making a direct appeal to the president. Let's turn the temperature down. Let's stop this campaign of retribution. So when Donald Trump is seeking an off-ramp, like the post that he made just minutes ago, I don't buy it. It is so incredibly transparent. He knows that his approval rating is tanking on this issue. He knows that they're going to get crushed in the midterms, and he knows that his ICE agents are way too rogue. So now he's acting like he's being the bigger man in this situation. Governor Tim Walz has been seeking a de-escalatory off-ramp for weeks. I'm so sick of MAGA supporters Trump supporters acting like Tim Walz is the one who is frothing at the mouth and deranged in any sort of way. They act like Tim Walz is some crazy lunatic when he's quite literally just like a soft-spoken governor. Donald Trump is the one who is quite literally drooling and frothing and spitting at the mouth to call everyone a domestic terrorist. He said, quote, "Governor Tim Walz called me with the request to work together with respect to Minnesota. It was a very good call, and we actually seem to be on a similar wavelength." Dude, come on. Governor Tim Walz said, this is why I showed you this, by the way. Governor Tim Walz said, on January 15th at 10 a.m., "I am making a direct appeal to the president. Let's turn this temperature down. Stop this campaign of retribution." Governor Tim Walz even posted again on January 20th. I'm going to highlight it at the bottom here so you can see on January 20th, Governor Tim Walz posted, "Mr. President, Minnesota invites you to see our values in action." So Governor Tim Walz has been trying for weeks to appeal to the president's rationality, and only when Trump started to get smacked in the polls and only when everyone was telling him to chill out did he finally do this. He says, "Governor Tim Walz called me. It was a very good call. We seem to be actually on a similar wavelength. I told Governor Walz that I could have Tom Homan call him and that we are looking for all criminals that they have in their possession." There's so many typos in this. He says, "The governor very respectfully understood that, and I will be speaking to him in the near future. He was happy that Tom Homan was going to Minnesota, and so am I. I highly doubt that. If I had to guess, Tim Walz probably took a very de-escalatory stance, as he has throughout the past few weeks, and was just happy that Trump was willing to speak to him and de-escalate. He says, "We have had such tremendous success in Washington, D.C., Memphis, Tennessee, New Orleans, virtually every other place, and now even in Minnesota, crime is way down." Dude, as Ben Dreyfus said, in a few weeks, they're going to go from "we are staying until the job is done" to "mission accomplished." Now you see them all pivoting en masse, even though there was no mission that was accomplished. Look at how much this has hurt the Trump admin very quickly.
ICE, DHS, Kristi Noem have been a political disaster, because just take a look here. I mean, ICE's net approval rating during Trump's terms, you go back to term number one, look, it's pretty even at 0 points. You go to June 2025, right? That was when all that stuff was going on in Los Angeles. They dropped down. Look at this, minus 17 points, way in the basement. But then after Minneapolis, it's even lower, minus 27 points on the net approval rating of ICE. Of course, this all being done under Kristi Noem. So, no, what's going on in Minneapolis is not popular at all. What's been going on during this second term under ICE, under the Trump administration, under Kristi Noem, has very much not been popular, and it's only been getting more and more unpopular.
I mean, there's actually a real chance that Trump was watching the segment and was like, oh, shit, this is literally tanking my approval more. So, I mean, he is desperate to hang on to power in any way possible. That's why I want you to note the crazy change in tone over the past few weeks. So there's a website called Trump's Truths where you can go to Trump's Truth Social and look up all of the posts he's made. When he's tweeted about Minnesota over the past few months, it's been crazy, crazy BS. He says Minnesota's corrupt governor will possibly leave office before his term is up. He says Minnesota daycare scandal sparks concern. Minnesota under Governor Walz is a hub of fraudulent money laundering activity. He's just going off on Tim Walz, but now all of a sudden today he says, hey, maybe we're actually on the same wavelength. Maybe it benefits us to de-escalate in any way. This is what Police Chief Brian O'Hara has been saying. He's been making this appeal to Trump for weeks now.
It's very untrained. It looks unprofessional. It looks very chaotic. It doesn't look like there is clear teamwork tactically to achieve the same objective. And it is absolutely not how we train law enforcement in Minnesota. And I think the greater issue, the greater concern is, you know, people should be able to have an expectation that the federal government can enforce federal immigration law without these, you know, poor tactics and really unconstitutional practices.
If there's anything we can take away from this, it's that the public pressure worked. The streets filled up. Local officials said, hey, we are not going to take this. The legal risks against the administration continue to escalate and escalate. Even Republicans were ending their campaigns, as I talked about in a previous video. Republicans were going on the news disagreeing. Fox News hosts were mad. Allies inside the DHS began privately admitting this was all a disaster. People below Kristi Noem were pissed off. Everyone is pissed off. And this is the same Trump pattern we've seen over and over again. Escalate aggressively, saying, who cares if we get backlash? Then quietly quietly look for an off-ramp regarding the tariffs or regarding any of this. This is actually exactly what happened with the tariffs. There was so much bluster about the tariffs, about Liberation Day tariffs. He made sure there was a loud, massive announcement, but then he quietly walked back a lot of the tariffs behind the scenes. I'm not complaining. This is great for the people of Minneapolis, and Donald Trump needs to effing stop with the hyper-militarization of blue cities. Continue to push back, continue to protest, continue to demand accountability. The fight is not over until the people who murdered, executed Jacob Frey and Renee Good are held accountable according to the law. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video, and peace out.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.